May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That passage of Matthew, chapter 2, is a fulfillment of Hosea 11, verse 1. When Israel was a youth, I loved her, and out of Egypt I called my son. Again, when I saw this verse, basically I just, it's where my Bible was open this morning when I opened it, and I just read these verses after the story of the Magi coming, and when the angel came to Joseph in a dream and spoke to him that Herod the Great would try to have Jesus killed, and of course he slaughtered so many who were 2 years old and younger in the Bethlehem region. He warned him of that and said, take Jesus and flee to Egypt. And so they did. There's a lot of discussion about how long they spent in Egypt, probably not longer than 3 years, somewhere in that neighborhood. And so here's this holy family who's being directed by the Lord to go, to leave their home, because they'd already left their home in the Nazareth area, had come to Bethlehem, and for Christ to be born, and had not really left that place. It's somewhere they'd been there maybe a year, maybe a little longer by the time the Magi got there. That's why Herod, to be careful, said, I wanted to be sure to kill anybody 2 years old and younger. So they'd probably been there a year, so they were already away from home. And now they were at least with family, but now they're for sure going to be homeless and refugees in a weird place. So the question I asked the Lord, and that's the Lord loves for us to ask questions. Remember what it says in Psalm 27, a verse we've quoted a lot over the years. The verse says that I want to dwell, this is one thing I've asked that I shall seek, that I will dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold his beauty and inquire of him. He loves for us to behold him in his word or in prayer, whatever, and then to ask him questions. And he loves to disclose himself to us. The reality of his self-disclosure is part of the humility of his love and how he loves to reveal himself to us. We were created for that, to know him and to reveal him. So I asked the question, that little quote there in verse 15 in Matthew 3, it says, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saying, out of Egypt did I call my son. And so the question was, why? Why did Jesus need to be in Egypt and called out of Egypt to fulfill his destiny in the purposes of God? Why did he need to go and sojourn, possibly as long as 3 years? They had no family there as refugees, as homeless people wandering around. Joseph was a carpenter. Maybe he did some things to earn a little living here and there, but that was a real hardship. Why did God do that? And why did he have to go there? And why did he have to come out of that place to fulfill God's purposes in his life? And it was a fulfillment of Scripture. If you remember what it says about Jesus in John chapter 14, that he was in the Father and the Father was in him, and therefore everything that happened in Jesus' life was a fulfillment of God's perfect will for him. And I think there are probably a number of interesting answers, but the one that ministered to me the most this morning is, because when you think about of all the places in the world where God the Father would want to send a Jewish child, particularly the offspring of the Holy Spirit, would not be Egypt. Anywhere but Egypt. Egypt didn't have a good history with the people of God. The Jewish people spent 400 years in slavery, and they were particularly cruel towards Jewish children. Remember Moses? And how all the 2-year-olds and younger were slaughtered by Pharaoh. And so here is this nation that were pagan, ungodly, and who have a history of cruel mistreatment of God's people, and particularly children, and yet the Father, to fulfill Scripture, allows the Holy Family and Jesus to go into such a vulnerable place to where it was important to say he was called out of Egypt in fulfilling his destiny. Here is a simple answer. Sometimes God puts us in very difficult places to fulfill his good purposes. I think we have to be careful as Christians. We know that we're involved in a cosmic conflict. We know that the enemy's real. And we don't want to receive or accept anything that comes from the devil. But the devil's not Lord. And he doesn't order my steps. And he's not in control of my life. Were the Egyptians good people? No. Did they do God's will? Sort of, yeah, they did. In Egypt, the people of God were forged into a mighty nation. They discovered their identity as a people. Scripture says they came out wealthy. The scripture says that God led them into that place. Sometimes we have to walk through places, strange places that don't make any sense, that seem to be difficult and even cruel, so that God can cultivate in us. I don't know what all God did in Jesus as a little boy in those years, but it wasn't wasted. I don't know what all he did in Mary and Joseph to teach them how to be able to carry God's purposes for whatever time they had left in responsibility with Jesus. But I know that it was important that he come out of that place to be able to fulfill his destiny in terms of the purposes of God and the eternal schemes of God for him. We never have any place in Scripture where Joseph or Mary questioned God's leadership, or Jesus looking back going, why did you let me go through that? He was in the Father. And all I know is that it was necessary for him to fulfill his purpose and destiny to come out of a place like that. You ever been in a place that's difficult, that even seems cruel, that doesn't make sense? The enemy would love for you just to get super introspective and try to figure out what's wrong with you. Or he may send some charismatic Christians to tell you what's wrong with you and how you got there. I love it when that happens. They're such a source of encouragement. The truth was about Jesus, it was to fulfill Scripture. It was part of his destiny. That's why he was in Egypt. It's really that simple. God really is that big. Why are you going through what you're going through? Because God loves you. There's a calling out of that place. Just allow him to cultivate all that he wants to do in you there, even if it's full of battle and warfare, so that when he calls you out of there, you can fulfill everything that he's called you to fulfill. Amen? Really, that deserves a better amen than that. Amen. Maybe I'm the only one who's ever been through a weird place. God is big, and he's so good. And I'm so glad the devil's not in control of my life. Aren't you? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.